Your support is important to Living on Earth. Donate today by pressing the donate link on the left of this page. Every bit helps. And thanks.
By and large, the other key members of Barack Obama's team will also easily win confirmation in the Senate. But confirmation hearings gave a hint of the very tough job ahead for those people who will lead the Interior and Energy Departments and the Environmental Protection Agency. Living on Earth's Jeff Young joins us now from Washington with more on what I guess you could call the big three cabinet positions when it comes to energy and the environment.
Well, I think that's right, Steve. You know, energy, interior, EPA, those three, those are the ones who are going to be on the front lines with this ambitious agenda that Obama has set out for clean energy and climate change. And it's a huge job. I mean, let's be clear. If he sticks to the plan he outlined during the campaign, well, this means changing the very basis of our country's energy economy. No small job. And that's in addition to the other very important work that these agencies do. The senators who question these nominees say Obama has picked highly qualified people who are up to the job. Lisa Jackson of New Jersey's Environment Department to lead the EPA, Senator Ken Salazar of Colorado for the Interior Secretary post, and physicist Stephen Chu for Energy Secretary.
So, Jeff, I want to focus on Stephen Chu because his credentials really stand out. I mean, he's got a Nobel Prize. He was in charge of one of the country's top energy laboratories at Lawrence Berkeley. But I take it on some of his past public comments, he might have ruffled a few feathers there in the Senate.
For years, Chu's been very outspoken on the dangers of climate change and our continued dependence on fossil fuels. And he's talked about the need for higher fuel prices if we want to spur development of alternatives. He's also expressed deep concern about coal in particular. So there was a lot of attention on those statements.
Yeah, I mean, saying things as a scientist is one thing, but then as a nominee for Energy Secretary, well, that's quite another. So did he backpedal on any of those, Jeff?
On some, yes. On others, he stood his ground. You know, the very first thing that Chu stressed in his testimony was the importance of dealing with climate change.
Climate change is a growing and pressing problem. It is now clear that if we continue on our current path, we run the risk of dramatic, disruptive changes to our climate in the lifetimes of our children and our grandchildren.
And Chu says Obama is committed to a cap-and-trade system to control greenhouse gas emissions and put a price on carbon. And Chu is still very gung-ho, his words, on energy efficiency and renewable energy. That was the major focus of his work at the Lawrence Berkeley Lab, and it's where he got most excited in these hearings.
Now, all that's consistent with what we've heard from him before. So where did you hear Dr. Chu backing away from some of the things he said?
Well, on coal and on gas prices, he had to do a little dancing. For example, this was Stephen Chu speaking at an event 2 years ago, back when he was just an outspoken scientist, talking about coal.
Now, we have lots of fossil fuel. That's really both good and bad news. We won't run out of energy, but there's enough carbon in the ground to really cook us. Coal is my worst nightmare.
Well, that was then. This is Chu now as Energy Secretary nominee.
I said that in the following context. If the world continues to use coal the way we're using it today, and the world, I mean in particular, not only the United States, but China, India, and Russia, then it is a pretty bad dream. But I also say many times in my talks that coal is an abundant resource in the world. India and China, Russia, and the United States, I believe, will not turn their back on coal. So it is imperative that we figure out a way to use coal as cleanly as possible.
And once upon a time, Chu expressed doubts about carbon capture and storage, what's sometimes called clean coal, and whether that could work. Now, he supports increasing investment in carbon capture and storage. He also had to pull back from some earlier statements about the price of gas. You know, last year he told the Wall Street Journal he thought we should be paying about what the European Union pays for gas. Well, none of that talk now. He makes it clear he is sensitive to consumer concerns about gas prices, and any talk of a gas tax is off the table.
Jeff, what about nuclear power? That's an area where Obama has seemed deliberately vague. Did Chu clarify things at all?
He still preferred to keep it a bit vague. You know, he said he'll speed up the government's guaranteed loan program. That's very important to helping the nuclear industry build new power plants. But he's also concerned about the very high cost of nuclear power. And as for the waste issue, I thought it was very interesting that Mr. Chu said he wants more research into reprocessing nuclear waste. That's controversial because while it can cut the amount of radioactive waste, it can also increase the material that could be used for nuclear weapons. And on all of these, Chu made it clear that he will follow the science when making making big decisions. And that's something I heard all three of these nominees say. Science will be our guide. And to my ears, that was a sort of implicit rebuke of the Bush administration and the way it's been setting policy.
Jeff, stick around, because after the break, I want to hear more about how these nominees say they will address the question of sound science. You're listening to Living on Earth. It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Kerwin.
Science must be the backbone of what EPA does. If I am confirmed, political appointees will not compromise the integrity of EPA's technical experts to advance particular regulatory outcomes.
And that's Lisa Jackson. She's the woman Barack Obama has picked to lead the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Living on Earth's Jeff Young is telling us what we learned about Ms. Jackson and the others on Obama's environment team during their Senate confirmation hearings. And Jeff, it sounds like Ms. Jackson wants to change how the EPA's been doing business.
There's a new sheriff in town, Steve. That was pretty much the theme for all of these nominees who said, look, we know these agencies have big problems. We're going to fix them. And at EPA, for much of the past 8 years, the agency has simply not been making policy based on science, what its own scientists recommended, whether it was climate change or clean air. We've had consistent complaints from staff scientists, science advisory boards saying they've been ignored. The agency's also been very slow, some would say deliberately slow, in its response to an important Supreme Court decision on global warming. All of these things mean that Ms. Jackson's going to inherit a lot of unfinished business.
And the biggest one is probably what to do about regulating greenhouse gases. Is she going to use a Clean Air Act to limit CO2?
She indicated she will if she has to. For example, she says she will review the waiver that California and about a dozen other states want that would allow them to limit the CO2 coming from autos. The Bush EPA, of course, denied that waiver. If Obama's EPA approves it, that means about half the U.S. auto market's going to have to meet much higher standards for fuel efficiency. Now, as for the carbon dioxide coming out of industrial sources, Jackson would prefer to give Congress time to act, and she sought to ease some business concerns about that.
One thing I can certainly pledge is that we will be reasonable and thoughtful and deliberate about moving towards our future as we begin to address global warming gases.
But one way or the other, whether it's Congress writing new law or EPA using the laws we have, we are heading toward limits on greenhouse gases. And that's one thing that Jackson worked on quite a bit when she ran New Jersey's Environment Department.
Now, what about the other things that EPA deals with? Toxics, hazardous waste cleanup. What kind of sense of her priorities did you get there?
We heard a few things she will act on pretty quickly, I think. One is perchlorate. That's this rocket fuel ingredient that's getting into a lot of drinking water. There's also going to be an effort to regulate the fly ash that's left over from coal-fired power plants. You know, those recent spills in Tennessee and Alabama really put the spotlight on the toxins in those dumps. And then, of course, there's Superfund. That's the program that's supposed to be cleaning up our worst waste sites. It is chronically underfunded, and I think Jackson's going to feel some heat to act on that pretty quickly.
Now, Jeff, the Interior Department is the other key player here. Colorado Senator Ken Salazar looks like a lock to be the new Interior Secretary. Tell me about what he plans to do there.
Interior is such an important department. You know, if you put together all the lands that they manage, it's about 20% of the country's landmass. And almost everywhere you look within that, you find big, thorny issues that he's going to have to deal with. National parks that don't have money for maintenance, mining and drilling on public lands, leaving messes behind. The offshore drilling question, what are we going to do about that? Ken Salazar is going to have his hands full just with those. But wait, there's more. He's also going to have to deal with the ethical mess that's been left behind by the outgoing administration.
Oh, yeah. I do remember something about the Interior Department officials getting, should we say, a little too cozy with the energy companies that they were supposed to be regulating.
Well, that's the polite way of putting it. You know, we actually had Interior Department workers sleeping with the oil company workers they're supposed to be regulating. That was just one of many legal and ethical problems in that department. Democratic Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon really put it in perspective, I think, with this exchange with Senator Salazar.
You have some very heavy lifting ahead. In the political suites at the Interior Department, they have regularly been trampling on good science. And you now have to go in there and drain the swamp.
We will be working on that beginning day one.
Now, Salazar got nothing but praise from his old Senate colleagues, and I'd say all three of these confirmations, Salazar, Jackson, Mr. Chu at Energy, these are all slam dunks. But the jobs ahead, anything but. If they are serious about the agenda they've laid out here to really address climate change and really reform these agencies, well, I think they're walking into three of the toughest jobs in Washington.
Living on Earth's Jeff Young in Washington. Thanks.
You're welcome.